Donald Trump's comments are getting him in hot water again, whether it's about veiled Muslim women or rival Ben Carson's low energy level in advance of the upcoming round three of the GOP presidential debates. But he's also taking on that big fat target of Republicans everywhere, Obamacare. Now, he did agree with Carson's proposal for personal health savings accounts, but he did say that people's premiums are going up, way up. To talk about that, we're talking with PolitiFact Florida's Amy Hollyfield. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
So, Amy, what kind of figures is Trump talking about, and more importantly, is he anywhere near the truth?
Well, Donald Trump was on ABC this week, and he said that Obamacare people's premiums are going up 35, 45, or 55%, which are some eye-popping numbers when you consider the health care that's supposed to keep costs down or at least give people insurance coverage.
The one thing we have to do is repeal and replace Obamacare. It is a disaster. People's, I don't know if you've been watching lately over the last couple of weeks, people's premiums, George, are going up 35, 45, 55%. Their deductibles are so high, nobody's ever going to get to use it.
Well, what happens with the exchange is that any insurer that's planning a rate increase of 10% or more actually has to file something with the federal government and sometimes with their states as well. So we have some data in terms of what insurance companies have asked for. And what we found is that some carriers and some plans and some states are raising their rates, sometimes 35 to 50%. We found particularly Blue Cross was raising rates 14 to 38% in Illinois and 50 to 65% in New Mexico. So there is an example of some pretty high rates. The Kaiser Foundation looked at the benchmark silver plan of Obamacare and found a 4.4% hike on average. And it's actually a little different if you look across the board. There's a group called AcaSignups.net that projected a weighted average of 12 to 13% if you look across 14 states. But basically, it's different no matter who you are, where you are. And the experts told us, you know, be sure to look up your own rate and don't go by on what you hear.
So, Amy, there are some states where there have been decreases, right?
Actually, yeah. The Kaiser Family Foundation, in their study, when they were looking at the silver plan, they saw that there was going to be a decrease of 10.4% in Seattle. Now they did see the biggest increase in Minneapolis of 28%. So there's just wide variations across the nation, depending on where you are and what kind of insurance you're getting.
Do you have any reasoning for why there's such big variations when it comes to geography, or is it just the type of plans that are being offered?
Well, the insurers have to deal with not just federal regulations, but state regulations. So when they're putting in these requests for rate increases, it's not just against the federal government, it's against what the states will allow. So that probably has something to do with it as well.
So Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact Florida, when it comes to everyone's presidential prognostications, does Obamacare cover foot and mouth disease?
You know, Obamacare is just going to be the topic that keeps on giving. Even though this law is 5 years old, it's going to be a huge topic in this presidential race.